It's Saturday morning and time now for the Coach's Corner on Thunder Country KIIC. The Coach's Corner focuses on the world of sports with special emphasis on local sports with interviews from coaches and players. The Coach's Corner is brought to you each and every Saturday morning from 9 until 10 a.m. live from the lobby of the Community First Credit Union in Albia or wherever our journeys may take us. The Coach's Corner is brought to you by Community First Credit Union and Menards, where you can save big money. And now live, it's the Coach's Corner.
Welcome to this special edition of the Coach's Corner as we celebrate a victorious Blue Demon football team moving to 12-0 after the showdown that was on Iron Field last night, a historic showdown, and what an amazing environment for the celebration of communities that was displayed at Ironman Field last night. And if you're wondering, this voice sounds a little raspy, well, it too was left at Ironman Field last night. I think the 3,000 plus, and you might put an extra zero in there somewhere, Dan Stocker, because what an amazing crowd it was last night. But there was nothing left in the tank of anybody that was there at Ironman Field, and certainly nothing left in the tank of these coaches and players from both teams. And, we're going to celebrate Albia's victory here, and we're going to do a little snake dance on the radio. But the truth is that two really good football teams went at it. You're having a hard time somewhere. Look at you. Here he goes. Yeah.
My hands are not working.
Well, you need to get that headset over your mug. I don't know.
That's a big head to fit.
Man, you had those ear things going the wrong direction. I don't even know how that's possible. Contortionist over here, Stocker.
Brute force.
But the two teams that went out last night, number one versus number two, and both with undefeated season, both with physical tough defenses, and Albie's going to celebrate the victory. But there was not a loser on that field last night.
No, both teams really represented their respective communities really well, and it was just a great game from the first kick. You knew it was going to be a battle of inches, and who was going to capitalize on opportunities when they presented themselves, who maybe didn't stand up in the right moments. But the whole game all night long was just a great game, and it's just what you want to see. My thoughts go to the seniors. It's the last game on that home field, and that's a great way for them to finish their career no matter what. That's the last moment they're going to have on Ironman Field as an official game, and that's a great way to leave that field.
Oh, buddy, a big congratulations, and I say congratulations because the administration put together all the necessary resources for those who are willing to come in and volunteer, and the grounds crew. Yep. To make that place look like it did last night. And then a congratulations to the fan base who showed up from both teams. And, in big games like this, one of the things that was missing last night, and maybe it's because I'm three stories up and have my headset on and I'm too busy talking, but one of the things that was missing last night that was a welcome miss was that you didn't hear a whole bunch of booing, and you didn't hear a whole bunch of complaining. All you heard was a whole bunch of cheering, and that was a good sign for the sportsmanship of the game of football.
Yeah, as I do my wrap-up at home late last night with my youngest son, we're sitting there going over, and he's talking about how loud the crowds were and everything, and then also he says, but, man, you should have heard South Tampa. Their student section's really represented. They were loud and cheering, and it was just all good stuff, and, just a great environment, and it had to be just incredible for the players on the field to hear that from both sides, and we would hear the uproar when South Tampa would have a big play. You would hear, and you usually don't hear that on the visitor side, the uproar coming from their side. And, of course, when we did something good, boy, it got really loud.
Loud it was at Ironman Field, and loud was the play that was on the football field last night. The pads that were popping, the 3D that you got over the airwaves via those wireless mics, Dan. Oh my goodness, there was a lot of concussion on that field.
Yeah, Joe Millage, the station owner, had a chance to be there, and he was on the sideline, and I think he's a little sore this morning because the reverberation of all the hitting and popping, it was more than he ever expected. It's the first time he's ever been on the sideline and on the game there, and just couldn't believe the action that goes on that field.
Well, we can't wait to talk to the coach. We've got the head coach here, head coach Jerry Staten. We've got Coach Farrington in the house. And how about Coach O, Coach Odeffer, and he coaches the D. And, Dan, this D said, hey, we've heard about South Tampa being number one, and we're to be number two. Mm-hmm. Well, there's nothing number two about this number one football team. And this defense proved last night. That black shirt defense shut down, and we're going to talk with the coaches when we come back. And, oh, by the way, there was one birthday boy that rose this morning, And Dan, I think he thought the crowd was cheering for his birthday last night. And they kept cheering all night long, and we've got the birthday boy in the house, Coach Staton, celebrating a birthday here this morning. When we come back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
Brighten your financial future with a certificate account from Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, we're offering certificate account specials from a 9-month term with the rate of 0.90% APY to an 18-month term with the rate of 1.20% APY. Start growing your money today at CFirst. Apply online at c1stcu.com. APY is annual percentage yield, minimum balance of $15,000, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
The Tharp Funeral Home in Albia has a tradition of serving families in Albia and the surrounding areas. Being locally owned and operated, I'm proud to say that my staff and I were born and raised in this community and are honored to be able to serve the people in our community at their time of need. Let us help you make an informed decision at any time. I'm Richard Tharp. Call Tharp Funeral Home at 932-3129.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Carpenter's Hall in Sheraton is serving a lunch buffet this Sunday. Thelma will be serving her famous roasted chicken, barbecued ribs, chef-carved roast beef and ham, along with turkey and dressing, a wonderful salad bar, and all the traditional side dishes, including soft-serve ice cream and cheesecake for dessert. Serving begins at 11 a.m. to 2 p.m., and the cost is $12. Bring your family and enjoy a wonderful Sunday buffet at Carpenter's Hall at 1215 Court Avenue in Sheraton this Sunday.
Have you ever wanted to watch episodes, read recipes, stream music, and work from home all at the same time? Of course you have. With U.S. Cellular's high-speed internet, it's easy to keep every device buzzing at once right at home. And for a limited time, connect a router with voice and get up to 3 months free. Certain restrictions apply. See store for details.
Stop in today at Boyd's U.S. Cellular, your local authorized agent of U.S. Cellular, for more details. Boyd's has 4 locations to serve you: New Sharon, Grinnell, Newton, and Albia.
Shops of Victorian Albia encourages you to shop local and rediscover the area stores. By shopping local, you are supporting your neighbors and community. Your dollars spent here help keep your community thriving and growing. Support the community that is here for you. Shop local. Brought to you by A Touch of Class, Albia Public Golf and Leisure, Aflac Julie Castor, Albia Brewing Company, Fiber Art Shop, Michelle White Fine Photography, Mossy Oak Properties, Kay Spieler Agent Licensed in Iowa, Principal Financial, Stacy Dutar Advisor, Riley's Relaxation Station, Summers Insurance, The Night Gallery, and White Oak Gallery.
Well, you better get out of our way now.
Well, you better get out of our way now.
Before we roll over you.
Before we roll over you.
We are the offense, baby.
We are the offense, baby.
And we're throwing them down the line.
And we're throwing them down the line.
Well, you better get out of our way now.
Well, you better get out of our way now.
Before we score all over you.
Before we score all over you.
With the little, little rock and roll.
And a hope, and a hope, and a hope.
That is your victorious Blue Demons. And Dan, you know, the way they played with great spirit, and I got to go back to week number one, and we're playing Mount Air, a very good football team, and we called it
right that
Mount Air would make it to the Dome. And, oh, by the way, they punched their ticket to Cedar Falls as well. But that Saturday morning following, Coach Staton said that the enthusiasm was going to be the concentration and the word of the week. And you can see this team throughout the year continue to build on that, build those bonds and the spirit. They sing that song, Roll Demons in the North End Zone, and right before they come out on the field, Dan, and you can just hear, feel, and see that team spirit.
Yeah, it's a moment for them. They really, as a team, they bond, and we've snuck in and taken that moment to share with everyone because it's just incredible. It just makes the hair on your neck stand up to hear them, and you can hear the passion and the love and the commitment they have for each other and to go out and do their best in that moment, and then they just take that on the field and play.
Well, I think the coaches are getting ready to they're warming their throats up here, the assistant coaches, and they're getting ready to sing happy birthday here. Coach Staten, your phone is going off like my Friday Night Lights phone, and if you hear that ding in the background, well, I didn't bring my phone with me. It sounds exactly like the Friday Night Lights phone. It's Coach Staten's phone going off because he's celebrating a birthday today. Coach, did you hit a zero here at 40?
Well, that's... Phone going off is probably debt collectors, I'm working my way towards being alive for a century. This was my 74th, and I'm glad I have lived that long. I've been 18 and 19, so I know what they're going through. They haven't been 74, so they got to listen to me on advice, and that's one of the advantages you get when you get to be an old timer.
Coach. You've been in some really big moments. You've won a state title, and this program has risen to the point where it's been through these moments. But truly, it was an epic showdown in Ironman Field, and 1 and 2. I heard some words this week from fans that we have to play the number 2 team. This is stupid. Yeah. And I was talking with Coach Winger on Thursday, and he said, he wrote those words up on the chalkboard, and he said, have to, let's get rid of that, put get to. And that word stupid, and let's replace that with awesome. And what an awesome opportunity it was for us to get to play the number 2's team on our field with the showcase that was Ironman Field and all of our fans there. What an opportunity.
Well, the first thing, I'm glad we put to rest that thing of when are the Blue Demons is going to get tested. Now, they don't need to ask that anymore. We have been tested, and that was a very fine football team, and I share the coach's viewpoint. We said we'll play anybody, anywhere, anytime, and on the road to the championship, you got to beat all the ones that are there regardless of where they come up on the rankings or ratings or anything else. It's one at a time, and the ones add up. So I was proud of our kids, the way they met the test. I was proud of our community, the way we displayed how to host an event like that, and it was a fun night for these young men. When they are middle-aged, they'll get together at different things, functions, and have some great memories to share. But, the best is yet to come.
As a coach, as we go in the game there, it's a great start to the game. Just going back and forth, great start as far as if you're trying to enjoy it as a fan there, maybe not the coaches, you wanted maybe a little better field possession on those first few possessions. But what really we saw was just slowly working away, maybe both teams going a little 3 and out or maybe get one first down, but we slowly started to reshape that field in terms of not being near the goal line or on the 20, but all of a sudden we had a nice punt, and we just kept chipping away and got the field flipped over, if you will, to where we're more on South Tama's end. And is that something you could feel, that the momentum kind of going your way and just that they're slowly doing the things that Blue Demons do out there in the field?
Well, remember, most teams beat themselves rather than get beat. And we had a really great field position, but then we kept giving it away with blocking the back penalties on our punt return. And, you cannot do those kind of things and move forward. And those are things that have to get fixed. But I felt all along that we were playing well and that things would come around our way if we just keep playing, play after play. There are probably 63 or so offensive plays and that number of defensive plays, and who plays the best on all those plays will determine the factor. I thought our special teams helped us a lot in that game. It would have been better without the penalties, but nonetheless, the field goal, that just took a lot of pressure off. We got on the board and got things rolling, and our punting has been phenomenal. Blake Bear has been kicking the laces off that football, and boy, that puts them back in their territory. A little disappointed, I think, in our kickoff cover. We didn't get down the field very well, and then they returned that opening half kickoff back for a touchdown, and that's stuff we like to do to the other team. But the fact that both of the outstanding running backs on both teams got knocked out of the game with injury is a testament to how hard the hitting was in that football game. That were two fine teams going at each other.
That is the head coach, the birthday boy of the Albion Blue Demons Hall of Fame coach, Dan. And coach, let's walk through the moments that were Friday night. And it really started, Dan, you mentioned it, on the kickoff, our opening kickoff, we bobble the ball a little bit, and they stop us at the 7-yard line. That's where our offense had to come out, and the field really had been put to our backs against the wall. And South Tama took advantage of the short field, and they were owning that short field. And it was Bears punts that helped Albie reshape that, kind of get that momentum going back the other way. His foot, but and of course later on in the game, his arm's going to get the job done, but. This interception right here by Blake Bear really got the team's momentum going back Albie's way.
South team with the football at the 47-yard line. Latrojans. Shotgun formation, two receivers, far side of the field, a low snap. Quarterback rolling back, throws it downfield. It's up for grabs. And Blake Bear!
Oh, my goodness!
Blake Bear! Up and away! Up and away, Dan Stocker. Give him a cape, and he was flying, and he went up there and got that river.
Blake Bear, Dan Stocker, there was just something last night about Blake. He absolutely, and you could sense this, and particularly with all the seniors, that they were going to will and claw whatever it took to get a win last night.
Well, they get, I think, the message that Coach Staten has preached for years is to go out there and do your best, you know, in every play, every possession, in every game. And Blake Barry epitomized that to me last night. Just in every opportunity he was given, he went out and did his best. And then whatever he could do, he was going to do for his team.
Coach, he had a couple of interceptions the Bear did last night, and but I'll tell you what, some of his open field tackling and his job of coming up from the defensive backfield was just outstanding. And against some really big backs, he just had a huge game all around for you guys.
Well, he certainly is a ball hawk, and he'd be the first one to say it's not that hard to intercept balls when the quarterback is running for his life. That means that we're getting pressure on that quarterback, and if the ball's in the air very long, we go out and go after it. Coach Hill has done an excellent job. We've led the state now 2 years on interceptions, and this year is no exception to that rule. And Blake Bear is a thoroughbred, but we got a lot of those kind of ponies in our stable, and I'm just very proud of them. But you know, we give credit to him on punting, but remember, he doesn't run up and grab the ball and run back and kick it, and he doesn't block for the guys that are trying to get to back where he is. So you got to remember that there are offensive linemen that are blocking and protecting him, and the center's got to put the ball back there, same way on that field goal. What a great feeling that was to see that ball go over and get that dang goose egg off the board. But somebody had to snap the ball, somebody had to hold it, and you got to block those guys out, and it's a team thing. So we give the credit a lot of times to the guy that ultimately does it, but you can't forget the other people. And this was a game where we had to go to our passing game to make it happen. And I don't know if you remember Tom Selleck when he played in the role Quigley Down Under.
No, I don't remember that, Coach.
we need to get that movie and rent it. It's a great movie. He was a rifle long shot artist, and he met the bad guy at the end, and the bad guy made him put on a six shooter because he had told the bad guy, you know, I'm not too fond of handguns. Well, the bad guy gave him a holster and a gun and have a draw. And, of course, Quigley shot him down. And while he's looking up with a question mark on his face, he said to the guy, I said I wasn't too fond of him. I said I didn't say I didn't know how to use him. And that's kind of the way we are with a passing game. We didn't say we couldn't do it. We're just not too fond of it. But we can do it when we want to. And if they're going to put a lot of people up there to stop our running game, then we'll go to the passing game. And that certainly came through for us. And we had a couple – one time – Blake knew he was going to get hit. The rush was coming, but he stood his ground, stood in there, and put the ball out there. And Leshen caught it and for the touchdown. But Blake took a licking on that play, and that shows the courage of that young man. So team victory, defense played very well. They had a chance to go up on us on after that kickoff return. They got the ball back down deep again, but defense held them out. And just very, very proud of our players, the way they played the game. And I want to say this. I've gone against South Tam teams in the past, and I would say that in some of those years they weren't the most sportsmanlike, but this group of young men were very sportsmanlike. They played very hard, and they were truly congratulatory afterwards on wishing us well, and that's the way it should be. If you are not going to be the state champion, you would hope that it'd take the state champion to knock you out of there. So I want to give their coaches some credit for having done a good job with those players on sportsmanship.
Coach, we got to get that name of the movie out, because Dan, last time he gave a book out, the phone lines rung off the hook after he left, and I wasn't doing a very good job writing things down, because people, Coach, they kind of they like to take your information and run with it. Quigley,
Down Under.
Okay, yes. All right.
Yeah, you don't know that movie?
I've never seen it, now like all the listeners right now, Redbox is booked, and so right now they still exist. The rental places are being sought after to watch Quigley Down Under. That'll be a great story. The first half just back and forth, and you could see both teams trying to fight for field position, Coach. And with a minute and a half left in the game, or left in that first half, you guys defensively done a good job of putting them and used your timeouts wisely, put them in a position where they had to punt the football. You guys got the short field, and then a beautiful execution pass to Hunter Weldon, which picked up a gain all the way down to the 20-yard line. But with 30 seconds left, you brought out Brendan Bassett to try a 37-yard field goal. And I remember in the past, boy, even the thought of kicking a field goal, besides an extra point, was a pretty difficult thought. But that was a big moment for your team, not only for points on the board, but really to get a little bit of a psychological edge on your opponent.
Well, place kicking is not something you just pick up in August and go do. That young man spent all summer long. He went to some coaching clinics on kicking, and he spent a lot of time, kicked a lot of footballs, and we have a lot of confidence in him being able to put the ball through, and he certainly came through in that game. But, the ball's not in the air very long, but, boy, when you're standing on the sidelines and when you're praying and wishing for that ball to go through, it seems like it takes forever to get over that crossbar and come down. But it was a good celebration. We broke the goose egg off the board, and that's always a good feeling. But I celebrated along with him, and I thought about all the times he went out by himself in the heat of the summer and kicked footballs, and then he had to go chase them down, go kick them again. And if you want to be a place kicker for Albia, you're going to have to spend some time in the summertime out honing the skills. It doesn't just come naturally.
You know, Coach, I thought a great way to go into halftime there with that 3-0 lead. Just a little bit of that momentum to go, and then to come out second half and that kick return, and we've already alluded to that. What was the sentiment or the mood on the sideline? What are you guys doing with your players when they come out and they run that back? We hadn't seen that happen to us all year long, and how do you work yourself through that emotion that just shifted so quickly?
Well, when something bad happens to you in football or in life, you can moan around and cry a baby about it, and that doesn't do any good. You have to admit that you made a mistake. We didn't get down the field in cover. Our safety didn't get over and hold him up and let him have a free streaking shot down the sideline. So you admit you made a mistake. You make an adjustment, and that adjustment is, next time we're going to get down the field and we're going to have the safety get over there and be the guy that holds him up while the rest of the troops get him down. And then you focus on the next play and you give it your best shot. That's all you can do. It doesn't do any good to yell at the players. I mean, they're not out there trying to do something bad. And why would you yell at somebody that's trying to do it right? We did have a discussion with them about it, but we kept our minds on what's important now, the next play. So that was a sudden change. Boom, we're out there. And Now we got to go up back out and move the football, which we did not do very
well.
He had
an INT that play, and they got the football at the 34-yard line. So, once again, all that momentum. And, see, that was a critical moment to me in the game, was that South Tama takes the opening kickoff, scores the touchdown, and then we get the football back. You think, well, we got to answer or do something to get the momentum going our way. And instantly an INT, and now the defense is back out there, and certainly all the momentum had shifted to South Tama. And so for me, and I said this over the radio at the time, is that this is the first time maybe Albia has felt that adversity at this level, and this would be the mark of what type of team we have. And rising to the occasion is Albia football.
Well, I have said many times that offense sells the tickets and defense wins the championships, and there's a lot of truth to that. The offense is exciting to watch, but defense makes it pretty exciting too when they intercept passes and run them back. But our defense stiffened there, and they also had a penalty that set them back. And mistakes are something that cause a team to beat themselves. But our defense rose to the occasion, got it stopped, and then we're able to find some things we could do with the football offensively to keep it out of their hands and get some points on the board. We went to our passing game, which I've said all year long, we can throw the ball. But for some reason, nobody wants to believe us. So
I think that's been answered, Coach. I think the questions that one will be answered. We got more questions to get answered here with the birthday boy, the head coach, Hall of Fame coach Jerry Staton, as we continue to celebrate last night's big victory. Number one and number two going out of Ironman Field, and Albia gets the win 17-6. When we come back, we'll talk about the journey to the Dome, and our next opponent, Mount Vernon. When we come back, back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner. Don't go anywhere.
Maurer Supply in Oskaloosa is your locally owned welding supply store for over 35 years. Stop in and see them for all your welding equipment and welding supply needs. They're located at 407 North L Street in Oskaloosa. Maurer Supply sells and repairs welding equipment and is a distributor of Praxair welding gases. Call them today at 641-673-7565 or stop by their offices at 407 North L in Oskaloosa. Maurer Supply, your welding supply store.
Looking to buy your first home? With the help of Community First Credit Union's first-time homebuyers program, you can achieve your dream of home ownership without the traditional expenses associated with a mortgage loan. We're offering 30-year fixed-rate mortgage loans, up to $2,500 of grant assistance, lower interest rates, and fewer fees. There's never been a better time to make CFirst your first choice for a mortgage. Apply online, stop in, or call your local branch today. Terms and qualifications apply. For additional information, call 866-360-5370. Equal opportunity lender, federally insured by the NCUA.
Hi, this is Jason Summers with Summers Insurance in Albia and our new location in Sheraton on West Court across from Hy-Vee. At Summers Insurance, let our experienced staff of qualified agents help you sort through the confusion of insurance and get the coverage you need. At Summers Insurance, we have a large selection of companies to choose from so we can shop and you can save. At Summers Insurance, give us a call today, toll free, 800-932-7163. Summers Insurance, we shop, you save.
Consider Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center in Albia. If you're experiencing unsteadiness when walking, weakness in your arms and legs, or difficulty speaking and swallowing, Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center is a skilled nursing facility which offers many different outpatient rehabilitation services. Our highly trained professional staff offer physical, occupational, speech, as well as pain management therapy to help community members stay close to home. Prevent unsteadiness and weakness at home by inquiring at Oakwood Nursing and Rehab Center. Call 641-932-7105.
Our 37-yard field goal by Bassett. 33 seconds to go in this first half. Here comes a snap. The hold is down. The kick is high enough. It's long enough. It is.
Good! Yes! Yes! Yes!
Pull out! Oh, my goodness! Dan, you couldn't get a gnat's hair on that ball because it crossed that old goal post and it skimmed across, buddy, and it was...
Maybe the longest 3 seconds of broadcasting, Dan Stocker. That ball, he got underneath it, and it went straight up, and And we got no help from our friends in that south end zone because and the official took forever to indicate it. It looked like it crossed, but really, if Nats had hair, it would be that thin as it went across that crossbar.
It was very dramatic, and you know, with about, I think, 30 or 27 seconds left in the first half there, what a way to get on the board, and had everyone just holding their breath, and we were talking with Coach off air. You know, he was sitting there just puffing away, blowing on that ball, trying to get it across the bar.
Well, the birthday boy sitting here celebrating a birthday, and Coach, you guys taking to come out in that second half, and with we said all that adversity, and then you went to the air. To me, that it seemed as if you guys found that fourth quarter that has been so good to you, as you guys went through the game, that that your offensive line, your defensive line, that two platoon football, as much courage and as much strength the South team have played with, you could start to sense that you guys started to wear on them, and that fourth quarter was going to belong to you.
Well, we pride ourselves on our conditioning. Coach Folkerts is our condition coach, and he has these guys ready to go. And in games like the quarterfinals, conditioning is a factor, and they had a number of guys going both ways. Now, from here on out, they have 4 1-minute TV timeouts, and you get 3 1-minute timeouts per team, and so there's plenty of time to rest. Conditioning is harder to get an advantage over another team. You got to really make your plays when between whistles to get it done, because there'll be a time to rest. But in these games, no time to rest. And they hate him when he's doing it to them, but he's not really doing it to them. He's doing it for them, but they don't see it that way. But he has our guys ready to go. And every coach has a role and assignment, and it all comes together. And this is very close-knit coaching staff. They really like each other. Sometimes I wonder about Folkerts and Dykstra. But
I've known them my whole life. Me too.
No, they have fun together, and we respect each other, and we're not shy about stating our opinion on things. And sometimes we disagree, but you know, that's families disagree. But when it all is said and done, you know, you don't pick on one, because you pick on one, you get us all, and we're all in this together. And it makes a good combination. The coaches who believe in coaches, and coaches who believe in players, and that's what we live on. And the other factor that I want everybody to remember, that trust is something that you have to have, that you can trust that your guy next to you will do his job. Commitment, that happens now and during the off season. L is love. And we love each other, and I've heard that word now spoken in our locker room a lot, and that's something that doesn't happen in a lot of places, because for one man to say he loves another is kind of like a taboo thing, it seems like. But we do love each other. And B is belief, and F is faith, and TCLBF, that's what we have established as the cornerstones of our program, and it's working out very, very well. This is a team that likes to play the game of football. It is a game. It's not life or death. We want to win the next game. We don't have to win the next game. We've had a great season, and we had a lot of memories made, but you like to take that next step, and when the most important game on our schedule is the next one, and I think there's one after that, but it doesn't matter if you don't get this one.
You know, Jason, we talk about that conditioning, and that was, to me, the telling sign at the break between the third and the fourth quarter.
It's how I held in there at the fourth quarter, buddy.
You did. It's all those slices of pizza that you're not eating. No, but, you know, South Tampa comes walking out on the field right after the timeout. Our guys comes running out to the field, led by Trevor Blackford, one of your D-tackles, who are running out to the line of scrimmage to get ready to go. They're not walking out to their positions, and that's just instinctual. They're not thinking about, okay, we got to run. They're in great shape, and they're ready to go. And that, to me, was a telling sign going into that fourth quarter.
Well, you know, and the stats told us about how good Albia had been, and you know, you start to see it when you're scoring. I think it was 22 points in the fourth quarter.
Fourth quarter on the average. Yeah.
And South Tampa had been scoring on average
over
two.
Yeah.
And so you felt really good if we could be close or get the lead, that we wear them down. And kudos to Coach Folkerts, and kudos to Coach Mick. who's not here with us today, because you know, at 5 o'clock in the morning, when you got a business to run and you got life to take care of, and you got your own family, to choose to get up as a volunteer and get to the weight room
in March and April,
when you know football doesn't matter,
right?
Except for those who believe football matters. And coach, you know, I look at your program, I look all around, and what a tremendous staff of volunteers. And those who get a paycheck, it would be criminal for most of them to consider that as a paycheck, because it truly is volunteer, because they do it for so little. But you're surrounded, and it's no doubt why you're surrounded, because your phone's been going off all day, because people, they do love you and they follow you, and you got a great staff that helps make this all come to fruition.
Well, you certainly don't do coaching for a living. You do it for a loving, and a lot of those phone calls are on my grandkids who are want to make sure they stay in line for the inheritance when the time comes. So they're in line. But I'm very proud of our staff. These guys work hard. They spend a lot of time. And it's neat watching the players relate to their position coach. And they start even acting like them sometimes, which with Coach Dykstra, that's kind of scary.
Wow, that is scary.
But, no, they take a great pride in doing it right. And we know that we cannot be perfect, but we can pursue excellence. And if we do that, we can get close to perfect. And if we do that, that's a hard team for anybody to beat. And we work hard to get to that level, and we try not to beat ourselves in the process. And that's will be even more and more important as we move forward into the most important game on our schedule, the next one.
Well, let's move forward, and let's take that journey to Cedar Falls, where the Unidome awaits this Blue Demon team and Mount Vernon. And, Coach, what a great opportunity we're going to have to go to to Cedar Falls and make it a three-peat here. But this team, I get the sense, is focusing on the game and not just getting there, and they want to be playing 2 weeks from last night.
Well, I'm not even thinking about that. There's only one game left on our schedule in my eyes, and that's Mount Vernon. Coach Butch Peterson is their coach. He turned the program around at Wilton Junction and had them in the playoffs every year. And the team will be sound fundamentally. They'll be good tacklers, and they're peaking now at the right time. And they've taken out two undefeated teams. So. There is no tomorrow. You get the team that you're playing, and take them down, or you have to have a ticket to get into the next ball game. So I know everybody's looking at the ultimate goal, but right now our players and our coaches should be thinking about Mount Vernon and getting ready for another outstanding football team to play. And there are no weak teams left. The four teams that are left are all good football teams, and it's fun football, though, because you know you're amongst the best in the state, and you try to do your thing and be your best, and when you do that, good things happen to you.
I hear that phone going off. More birthday wishes coming his way. Coach Staten having a birthday today, and boy, was given an early present last night. 17-6, your final score. We're going to come back and talk to some of these outstanding coaches. Coach Kral, Coach Odeffer, Coach Farrington, Coach Folkerts. When we come back to the special edition of the Coach's Corner, you're listening to the playoff version. On the way to Cedar Falls. Hello, Cedar Falls. Here comes Blue Demon Nation.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams. Are you always looking for more room in your refrigerator? Whirlpool French door refrigerators offer you the space you need. Whirlpool's innovative micro-edge shelves contain leaks and spills while featuring a sleek, seamless edge design for 25% more usable shelf space. While the indoor ice system creates extra room in the refrigerator by storing ice in the door. The AccuFresh dual cooling system keeps all your fresh and frozen foods tasting great for longer by maintaining proper humidity and temperature levels in the refrigerator and freezer compartments. Panoramic LED lighting even makes finding items in your refrigerator easier by surrounding food with light from every angle. So stop in today at Mick Furniture and Appliance on the west side of the square in Albia to see their entire line of Whirlpool brand appliances. And don't forget all their other great brands like Lazy Boy, Tempur-Pedic, Southern Motion, and England, and many more.
G-Strings Guitars and More, now located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, are ready for the holidays. The store is loaded with the new guitars, accessories, straps, trumpets, clarinets, and much, much more. And don't forget they have a layaway. Come in and talk to them about laying away your purchase for the holidays. The store is loaded with brand new merchandise that is located in Penn Central Mall. G-Strings Guitars and More. Come on in today.
Brighten your financial future with a certificate account from Community First Credit Union. For a limited time only, we're offering certificate account specials from a 9-month term with the rate of 0.90% APY to an 18-month term with the rate of 1.20% APY. Start growing your money today at CFirst. Apply online at c1stcu.com. APY is annual percentage yield, minimum balance of $15,000, rate subject to change at any time, federally insured by the NCUA.
Folks, if you're just joining us, Albia had a 3-0 lead after a 37-yard field goal by Brendan Bassett with 27 seconds left in this first half. And then the opening kickoff goes the way of South Tama, the only time this season Albia's trailed. Bear rolls back, has a streaker down the middle of the field. Tony Leshin, Guys, number 6, Tony Leshin, in for the Blue Demon, touchdown Albia. And how about this, boys and girls? How about this little question, a little trivia brought to me on.
What I followed up with there, boys and grills, because I lost everything that football night, Dan, including my sanity, which was on thin ice there anyway. But the question every week is when Albie's going to be tested.
Yeah.
That one, check. Albie's a one-dimensional. Check that one off the old box, and it's a... And it's about one player, and the state pundits, those who write, and those who would check in with us and try to get commentary on this Albia team, those would be the things that they would mention to us, and this team found out the state media just found out, Coach Farrington, that you guys can throw the football, and that in spite of how good Carter Isley is, he is an immensely talented running back and defensive player. Great athlete, phenomenal athlete, but this team had to find a way to get the job done, next man in. And after the game, Carter Isley, in our post-game interview, asked him, well, how you doing, Carter, and, you know, those moments. And he said, and I said, was it tough for you standing on the sidelines there? And he said, you know, it was. I wanted to be out there, but when I came off the field, I knew that Bryce would be better out there than I was. And he said, Bryce is a great back. He didn't even assemble one bit.
He was thrilled to be able to watch that game and be a part of that game, even if he wasn't on the field. He definitely wanted to be on the field. But boy, what we talk about a teammate. You know, there's a guy who's selfless. He's not in it for himself. He wants the team to do well. And if he wasn't able to go, he knew Bryce was the man to go carry the ball.
And Coach, I'm going to let you comment. I just want to say one more thing. Is that when I had the blessing to come and work with you guys in the preseason. And Carter was doing his running back drills with Coach Huber. Here he is, the state's leading returning rusher. He's getting scholarship offers from everybody, and it's obvious just by looking at him that God blessed him with some really nice athleticism and skills. But he was absolutely working as if he was a beginner and doing those drills over and over and over again. And I said, you know, that is a great leader. That is a guy who really cares about the details. And I thought, man, how awesome is it to have that kind of a guy on your football team?
Well, I think if you study these things, those are the kind of guys who are great at what they do. They take care of the little details. I think the misconception is that the talented guys just sit around while the dudes without talent have to do all the work. But if you check out who makes it in the Hall of Fame, those guys are all dedicated to their craft. We have a lot of other guys on our team that have just been, we've talked about them already, And that's what makes our kids special, is because they put in that hard work. They pay attention to details. It started, you know, we had a real emphasis on it in our camp with the sergeants from the National Guard came, and they pointed out that, you know, it's all about details. And so, you know, a lot of people think those don't matter, but those little things all add up, and you get your end product there.
So many guys contributing last night, Coach. Bryce Leshen. Gosh darn it, he is so tough. And, you know, he was doing it defensively, called in to be halfback. And, you know, South team, a really tremendously physical football team. Bryce, I know he wasn't feeling all that well. He was hiding some of the things he was dealing with. But he just played outstanding football, next man in. And what a competitor, a fierce competitor he is.
Yeah, he does. He exemplifies that for our team. And, you know, he's tough on D. He comes in low and hard on those tackles. I enjoy watching him do that. But he runs the ball the same way. He has great leverage when he runs the ball. And he was getting everything there was to be there. You know, South Tame is a fantastic defensive football team. We knew it would be tough to score against them. They just have not given up points to anybody this year. And, you know, but, you know, when they're crowding the line like that, we you know, I'd like to say we got lucky. But we planned those things out. And, you know, you talk about adversity, but – even before the game started, you know, Coach O's up there giving his talk before the game. We all take turns, and he said, you know, there's always going to be some adversity in a game, and how we react to that. So it's not a surprise when things happen. It's our reaction to it that makes us different.
And certainly that to help all those running backs all year long, no matter who is carrying that ball, is that front, that offensive line, and Gannon Osing is the tight end. They're just doing a great job. And they had their work cut out, I thought, all night long, and really performed, I thought, as good as they could do. They did a great job. And as the game wore on, you got in that fourth quarter, then all of a sudden we would do the, you know, freshwater on those dives, and, you know, you're pushing the pile 3, 4, 5 yards at a time. That has to be very satisfying to see the game continue to unfold like you hoped it would.
Well, I've been talking to some people, you know, and I think they kind of forgot what a real football game looks like. You just don't go down and score against every team you play, and it's not Madden or any of the other
Tecmo Bowl.
Yeah, Tecmo Bowl from back in the day, but that's what it looks like. And when you're going to win a game because you're better conditioned than the other team, because you're stronger than the other team, it takes time to wear them down. And you know, we knew that would be a good game plan coming out there with running the fullback right after that series, because those boys had all been over there on offense and they were tired. And you know, I think we had the ball for 6 or 7 minutes there.
Huge.
And even though we didn't score, that you know, you could tell that they were pretty much done by that time.
Oh, the clock was huge there, and that was a great, great, great series.
Let's relive this play here. And Blake Bear with a huge night defensively, and just his leadership and his demeanor as well, Coach. But here he is standing in the pocket. Albie can only run the football. That's the mantra. But on this play right here, Tony Leshen with the touchdown reception from Blake Bear. Let's relive that moment.
Fourth down and 7 here. Clock rolls under 3:15. Bear comes under center, fakes the handoff, rolls back, plants, throws it towards the end zone. Tony Leshen.
Yes! Yes!
Tony Leshen, his second touchdown of the night. Touchdown, Albie. A Senate funeral home touchdown. How about that? Number 6. Wow.
Tony Leshen on that touchdown, his second. And what great back-to-back weeks. Unbelievable, Tony Leshen. And that play, 4th down and 7. You know there's so much riding on that. And for a young man and young kids to execute and to have your quarterback stand in the pocket, and he waited to the very last second, and he knew he was going to be hit, and he – Dan, we talked about this. You don't see this on Sundays. He threw a rope to a streaking Tony Leshen. Everything worked together perfectly. The offensive line, the receiver, and the quarterback standing in there at the last minute. Courage. What a great play.
Yeah, and at the very end of the play, Coach, you know, Tony to going across the goal line, and the defender is made a great tomahawk chop to try to strip that ball, and how Tony hung on to it. And that goes on to the total execution of that play, where you're not giving up. You know, he's a foot from that line and easily could have had that ball stripped. And, you know, the wherewithal to do that, Coach, had to be very satisfying to see him execute from start to finish on that play.
Well, you guys like to talk about that drama, but, you know, when you're a blue car guys like we are, it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
You have no hair left, Coach. And, we know where that went. That was rubbing your head on.
Hey, guys, that was a play that before the game, Coach Staten said, hey, we need to throw that post pattern over there on that particular play. And so it was my job to, you know, remind him that that's the play we wanted to run at that time. So
the pot is,
you know,
in the house.
No red car going here.
You know, you can't sit there and think about what the game situation is, because – You know, we literally, what's important now? What do we do in this play? And I don't think if you asked Blake Bair before that play, oh, 4th and 7, we got to score points. You know, yeah. I don't think he would think that way. Yeah. I mean, I know he wouldn't think that way. I'm not. I don't know how Blake thinks, but to be honest with you, he's a unique individual. But you know, he's a gunslinger out there, and you know, he knows his job is to deliver the ball, and our offensive line knows their job is to block, and Tony's job is to catch the ball, and that's what they did.
And on that, I'm going to stick on the offensive line one more time. The ability for them to provide very good pocket presence for Blake. He was able to get himself set. He wasn't scrambling early, as we've seen some of the times throughout the year. Did a great job of giving him the time to read the field and see where the receivers are. And that's something I know you guys work on. It's good to see that happening.
Absolutely, we do work on our passing game quite a bit, and you know, it is. Passing game is just like anything else. It's a team situation. Everybody has to do their job. And I know he got hit at that play, but we blocked up. You know, I talked to Ryan after the play, and he said, you know, had two guys coming, and I took the quickest line to him, and he goes, the other guy got there, but he got there a little bit late. So it was, I think he made a great decision, and that's just an example of our kids making decisions, not just, you know, but on the field. They're, you know, they have the ability to, their experience comes through.
Right.
Well, the offensive line, tremendous all night long, and I thought it really showed, and you said this earlier, Dan, that we started to wear them down, and I think this is as big a play as we'll see all night, and it was Bryce Lesh running the football to get the first down that really took that clock away, and it had everything to do with the way the offensive line and the willpower of Bryce Lesh. And let's relive that first down carry.
I formation, Bear looking at that clock in the north end zone, 17-6, Albia with the lead. Bear comes under center. Waiting, and he's going to hand it off. Running with the Bryce Lesh. First down. Oh, on his feet. 30, 25, 20 yard line. Bryce Peter Lesh. I'll tell you what, folks. You will not find any more of a surge than that front line did right there. Wow. And then Bryce Lesh, he is so.
4th down and 1, and you know, you get the first down here, and you guys are going to get the victory, and what a great play there, and what a gutsy play to go for it there on 4th and 1 and get the job done.
Well, you know, that's the goal, is to run the clock out, and we knew they couldn't score. And we're not, you know, people probably get frustrated when we run the ball a lot, but part of that is because the other team doesn't have the ball in their hands at that time either. So you want to keep the other team as limited as much as possible, and you know, and then still advance the ball, which our offensive line did take over in the fourth quarter, and it was amazing.
Offense sold those tickets last night, and there is 3,000 plus at Ironman Field, and here in a second we'll turn that O over to the D, and the D seals the deal. Albie gets the win, 17-6 the final score. When we come back, we're going to talk to these defensive coaches. Coach O is in the house. He's the D coordinator. Coach Folkerts, that defensive line. How tough and tenacious was that defensive line when we come back? You're listening to this extended, special edition of the Coach's Corner.
No one likes to think about death or plan for it, but making this important decision now allows time for consideration of all details with a clear mind. When the loss of a loved one comes unexpectedly, it puts a tremendous amount of stress and financial burden on the survivors. Begin planning your final arrangements with Tharp Funeral Home. See Richard Tharp and his compassionate staff at Tharp Funeral Home to guide you through the funeral planning process. Located at 116 Benton Avenue West in Albia.
The structure of the human body, especially the spine and its relationship to function, can be impacted by the physical nature of accidents, falls, poor posture, and injuries. Chiropractic addresses the relationship of function to a well-adjusted spine. Athletes recognize the value of a well-tuned body in all competitive sports. Dr. Mike Judge of Judge Chiropractic hopes you'll stop in if you need an adjustment to keep you in tip-top shape, and wants to wish good luck to all the athletes and coaches of the Albia teams.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
Scheduling a John Deere inspection at Sinclair Tractor is the best way to make sure your equipment is performing at its peak efficiency. At Sinclair Tractor, our John Deere factory-trained technicians will diagnose problems and make recommendations that will prevent costly downtime during those critical fieldwork opportunities. Call Sinclair Tractor today to schedule an inspection for your combine, tractor, planter, baler, or MOCO, and be ready to run like a deer. Sinclair Tractor, striving to earn your business every day. Visit us at SinclairTractor.com.
Third down is and a nine here. Quarterback in the I formation. Hands it off, fakes the handoff. Here he comes.
Yes.
Down goes the quarterback. A sack all the way back to the 19-yard line. How about that penetration by the Blue Demon defense, a swarming Albion defense.
Coach Chad Odafer knows when to dial that up at the right time. Knows they're going to try to pass it there. They've got the tendencies figured out. Brandon Bassett comes in, as well as I think Hunter Wellen came.
Two receivers near side of the field. The quarterback in the shotgun. Fourth down and long here. They got to get inside the 2-yard line. The quarterback rolling back. Here comes the pressure. Throws it up for grabs. And is up for grabs. Incomplete.
Nice.
And Albion's defense holds. How about this Blue Demon defense?
Oh, there we go. Coach O with the D. Gets a little confusing on his squad here. You don't know which side of the ball you're on. Coach Chad Odafer, man, I tell you, it's been fun watching this group all year long. That defense, it's now the fourth game that I've got down that the defense has not been scored upon, fourth game in a row here. And so what a great night last night. And you dialed up, again, that little blitz there on that big play to push them back, put them out of field goal range, took them out of a touchdown late in the game. That's going to be satisfying, again, to see that team just respond in the right manner, in the right fashion when you need them to.
Yeah, and it's a tribute to our kids that just execute, and they battled all night, and you know they had some momentum at times, and we came back, and we were able to get stingy down near the goal line, and it's just fun to see when guys make plays like that.
You know, Coach, you look at this our football team, and you got some big guys. Don't get me wrong, but you know 4, 5, and 6, 13, 11. These guys are not big guys. But they play so big and physical. This team, across the board, plays as physical as any football team you're going to see at any level in terms of a way to attack the football. And as good a guy as they are off the field, man, you get them with the helmet on in a football field, they are punishers.
Yeah. Before the game, we sometimes talk about the eye test. You look at the other team and you kind of size them up a little bit. And I think there's times where people look at our defense and, you know, they don't maybe pass that eye test. But then you get on the field and, you know, that stuff goes away because of how physical we are. And that's a tribute to the weight room and guys getting in the weight room and being physical. And that's a tribute to our staff trying to make sure they understand leverage and technique and things like that.
You know, the play that comes to mind when we talk about that is the pass play they had. It was a completion to the tight end, number four. I think it's Shashanik was his name. 6 foot, 230-pound, big kid. And he goes up high to get a pass. It's one he thinks he's going to come down. He's going to get a lot of yards after the catch because he's in with the little guys now. And instead, before his feet touch the ground, Blake Bear comes up and just drills him. And this kid came up really, really slow. And you're talking about a big man out there. And Blake just really put the hurt on him.
Yeah, I remember that play well. We actually had a busted coverage on that play. We were supposed to be man free, so we should have had underneath the fender on him. But you know that's what's nice about Blake. He sometimes erases some of those mistakes that you make in the front end. And he came up and he laid the wood. And yeah, and he's done that all season. So he's had a number of big hits, and he takes pride in being physical.
I think about this defensive front. You know, the INTs, we have, and I believe we're going to lead the state again in INTs, Coach Folkerts. Great job on the defensive backfield. They are ball hawks. But one thing that gives those ball hawks another advantage is that defensive line is able to contain quarterbacks who are, and all season long, you've had athletic quarterbacks you guys had to contend with. You've kept them in the pocket, and then you bring the pressure, and that causes quarterbacks to do things they wouldn't want to do.
Well, it comes down to, you know, talking to the kids, the young men at the D-line, they've got under 2 seconds to get to that quarterback. Well, it's our D-back's job to hold them up for 2 seconds so that we can try to get there. So it's a total team effort because it's without their good coverage downfield, we don't have that 2 seconds to get to them because some of these quarterbacks can release in a hurry, you know. And Chad does a good job of putting our defensive plan together and you know like we've said all year long, the kids believe in what's being told to them and we believe that the kids are going to do it. So
as the game progresses, we just make a few adjustments and keep it rolling.
Brendan Bassett and Josiah Harris, defensive ends, and they, you know, I'll tell you what, them and the offensive line, the defensive and offensive line will get criticized as much as anybody on a football team, because all so often when something gets outside, it's that they didn't contain. One play on one big play is all that South Tama got last night. But I can't think of a time all year, Dan, where we said, hey, our defensive ends lost contain. I'm sure it happened, but that tells you how smart those two defensive ends are on making sure that they're doing their 111th.
They actually had two big plays. One got called back.
Well, then it wasn't a big play, yeah. Brother.
No, it doesn't matter. You know,
that is a coach right there for you, Stocker.
That one's still on film.
We got creased twice, and yeah. And you know, we brought the kids back in. We found the problem. We fixed it, and it didn't happen again. It was right after they got their kickoff return, and they run that ball right down to the 3-yard line. Fortunately, it was called back, but. You know, the kids do a great job of, I keep saying kids, they're young men, you know, keep doing a great job of adjusting, overcoming, you know, hey, make that mistake, just like Coach said, flush it and go on to the next one. But they do a great job interior-wise, too. They were getting beat up pretty bad and double-teamed a lot. And, you know, 52 was getting a little down on himself because it was tough to hold up them two great big dudes doubling down on him. And there was times we were getting back into our linebackers, and we finally got that shored up. My hat's off to that D-line and all the defense because, if the D-backs and linebackers don't do their job, the D-line can't do their job. And you know, it's just a great team effort.
Coach Odafer, we talked in our pregame interview, amongst others, with Blake Lawlison on the defense and linebackers, and talked about how, you know, first off, he's receiving those signals from you, and so he has to really, you guys have to be in sync in terms of those signals. But then also the instruction you guys give him about, and all the linebackers, about, you know, showing a blitz, faking, and, you know, a lot of that pre-snap movement they do. And it really, I think, helps confuse that offense, and they do it really well. And sometimes, we think we're going to see a blitz, and they back off. And that's got to be a lot of fun, having that kind of speed and that intelligence to be able to work with there in that linebacking core.
Yeah, and those guys have a lot of experience. They're 3-year starters, so you can do a little bit more of that type of stuff. And they really understand the game, and they understand they just need to be where they need to be at the snap of the football, so they can show and not go, or not show and go, and or show and loop. So we work on all those things. And Blake's just done a great job. We had a short week of preparation, and he came in, and it's just kind of fortunate he has a third period study hall, and I have a third period prep, and so. He's able to come in, and we were able to watch film, and he's kind of the quarterback of our defense. Right. So I think fortunately, you know, God was just looking at us, and he set up that third period study hall for us, and we needed it, and he got us lined up, and they had some tendencies, and he set the strength to those tendencies, and it worked out well.
And talk just a little bit, expand a little more about how the play of your D-line, your D-tackles, how they help set up those linebackers in terms of which way they're going and how that whole formation and that play evolves.
Yeah. Well, our two D tackles, we really wanted to get 3-on-2. So if our two D tackles can occupy the center and the two guards, that really frees up our linebackers, and then they have a tough time getting a hat on our linebacker. And I'm give South Tama credit. They had some big physical kids, and there's times that, you know, our linebackers are used to taking certain angles, and they struggle to take some of those angles because of the penetration by their offensive line. So we got some of that cleaned up, and our kids up front just battled all night and, you know, showed huge hearts, and we were able to kind of wear them out in the end.
Well, the wearing out, Coach Volker sitting next to you, and the way that you guys condition, and it makes it fun. I mean, I know the guys have to work, but watching the practice, you guys do the conditioning in such a manner that, you know, it's in a fun way. They're working hard, but Coach Odafer, I'm going to give you a chance to talk about this because I know as the game goes on, our defense wears teams out, and our offense is the same thing. But it really is a tribute to the conditioning. And Coach Volker's sitting here today, but I know Coach Mick, he's working right now, and it's really a kudos to them for showing up every morning and for the way that these guys are prepared physically to play the game of football.
Coach Fogus won't brag about himself, but he does a great job with our conditioning, and he works the kids hard, but he also makes it interesting. He likes to mix it up, and I think kids appreciate that, and, you know, there's times where they're in pain, but they understand it's for their benefit down the road.
Well, Dan, this has been a lot of fun to watch. You know, it just doesn't happen. You know, he gets out there, and Coach Farrington made a really good point. You know, when you're watching this on a Friday night, and you've watched it for 11 straight weeks, and it looked like Tecmo Bowl out there, and it looks easy. But there's nothing easy about executing the way this team has consistently, mm-hmm. consistently.
Yeah, it's all that preparation, and this season started last November. You know, these guys started right after the season got over, and all these guys were back in the weight room. They're back working their positions, even though they got all these other activities in their lives. And it's not by accident that they're at the point they are, and they're executing it the way they are. It's a lot of sweat and tears that have been put into this, and they deserve all the accolades they're getting right now.
Well, we're gonna get one of those guys that gets it, Coach Odeffer. You're gonna set up Coach Crawl here, but you guys do a lot of studying before a football game, and I know you are a big film guy, but you wouldn't have all this film and all these things and resources if you didn't have guys who, you know, don't get their names mentioned much on the radio program.
Yeah, Coach Crawl kind of flies under the radar. He's a low key guy, and but he's a really valuable component to our defensive staff. He does a great job, breaking down film and what he can do in an hour. It'd take me 10 hours, but he gets our reports that we need that help us be successful. And then also he does a great job up in the box. He's very good at watching what the other team's doing, you know, and finding things that will help us defensively. Plus, he's also a calming influence on me. I get kind of worked up at times, and you know, and he's always keeping me. Under control and at ease, and I need that calming influence at times, so I appreciate that.
We're going to come back and talk to I really want to pull a Dodger out here. You were talking Dodger power.
Activate.
Here we come. Coach Crawl's going to come back. We're going to talk about all the preparation, the things that go behind the scenes, and then we're going to get the birthday boy back on and talk about getting ready for Cedar Falls. When we come back to this extended version of the Coach's Corner, don't go anywhere.
This Christmas, give a gift of romance, a gift of fine jewelry from Gardner Collier Jewelry. Hi, I'm Diane. Keep that someone special warm this holiday season with one of our golden pendants, sparkling sapphires, dazzling diamonds, and snow white pearls. Choose from rings, earrings, pendants, and bracelets, and so much more. A gift in a Gardner Collier box is a gift from the heart. Choose Gardner Collier Jewelry, Quincy Place Mall, Ottumwa, and Penn Central Mall, Oskaloosa.
At Menards, you get the lowest prices every day, plus sales too. Now during our big sale, you'll find great deals throughout the store, including cordless tools, combo kits, and more. Treat the handy person in your family to a new tool from Bosch. Get an 18-volt lithium-ion combo kit with a drill and an impact driver for only $169. Stop in today and save big during Menards' big sale.
Save big money at Menards.
G-Strings, Guitars, and More, now located in the Penn Central Mall in Oskaloosa, are ready for the holidays. The store is loaded with the new guitars, accessories, straps, trumpets, clarinets, and much, much more. And don't forget they have a layaway. Come in and talk to them about laying away your purchase for the holidays. The store is loaded with brand new merchandise that is located in Penn Central Mall. G-Strings, Guitars, and More. Come on in today.
You are finally your own boss of a successful contracting business. As a contractor, you may not want to hear the word liability, but it does come with the territory. Contact your professional Pekin Insurance Agency, MDL Insurance, in Corydon about valuable insurance protection that specifically fits your class of business. Make certain that you have the proper protection with coverages and endorsements best suited for your business. Ask about a business auto policy, too. Call MDL Insurance, your Pekin Insurance Agency, in Corydon at 641-872-1616. Contractors Insurance, it goes beyond the expected.
Shops of Victorian Albia encourages you to shop local and rediscover the area stores. By shopping local, you are supporting your neighbors and community. Your dollars spent here help keep your community thriving and growing. Support the community that is here for you. Shop local. Brought to you by A Touch of Class, Albia Public Golf and Leisure, Aflac Julie Castor, Albia Brewing Company, Fiber Art Shop, Michelle White Fine Photography, Mossy Oak Properties, Kay Spieler Agent Licensed in Iowa, Principal Financial, Stacy Dutar Advisor, Riley's Relaxation Station, Summers Insurance, The Night Gallery, and White Oak Gallery.
Hi, I'm Steve Bunch, General Manager of Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville.
Whether you are planning on buying or leasing your next vehicle, you'll get the right information to make a clear choice and get the best satisfaction from the staff at Pete Harkness Auto Group. Doug and Crystal Woofer made a decision to buy and lease from Pete Harkness Auto Group.
Buying a vehicle is a very big investment, and I'm extremely picky customer. I believe that Steve Bunch and Pete Harkness down in Centerville put up with a lot of my high expectations, which a lot of other dealerships probably would not put up with. I think going in there is a friendly atmosphere. People are happy and excited. I got help from Mike. He actually took me out on test drives, and my overall experience buying from Pete Harkness has been outstanding.
We know how much your car means to you, and we plan to make your car buying experience one you'll want to talk about. Check out our entire inventory at PeteHarkness.com. Pete Harkness Auto Group in Centerville, better value, better quality, better service, and we're just a smile away.
I tried to put a five-hour show, Dan, into an hour, and we don't have a time stretcher, so what we did was we stretched the time. Going extended version here.
That's so odd for us.
It is rare. This is a rare event. We'll get you some of that classic country music here in a little bit, but a sweeter sound to our ears, particularly on this celebration Saturday morning, celebrating a birthday as well as a victory, as Coach Staten celebrating a victory. But I know right now, Dan, the conversation is going to be around all the coffee shops, homes, and everywhere in southern Iowa. And how about the listeners from everywhere last night? Yeah. Everybody from southern Iowa. We had people from Bloomfield, Centerville, Sheraton. And when you take the time to send a text, you know that you got deep listeners. So a big thank you to all that listened last night and to all the support from southern Iowa that came into the Blue Demon program.
Yeah, again, just somewhere north of 3,000 people in the stadium, which is just incredible. It's as great a game as you could see. And we look at the way the season's unfolding, and part of that preparation, as we were alluding to before the break, is getting those coaches that film and breaking it down. And I tell you, I take advantage of that huddle as well. It helps me to prepare for the game. And Nick Kroll, Coach Nick Kroll's with us here. And, you know, Nick spends late hours, and they put that together. Not only does he upload and transfer the films, which takes effort, but he breaks down the plays, and he gets the tendencies and the formations. And there's so much detail in the work he does. And Nick, you know, it's a commitment for you, and some late nights and some little sleep for you. But, boy, you do a great job with it. And you kind of explain that process a little bit more. I'm not doing it justice, you know, as far as what all you have to do to get that ready and get that so the coaches can get to it quickly.
Yeah, so my job starts right after the game's over. Coach Mick's able to get the film up online. And sorry, wasn't close enough to the mic. So Coach Mick is the one that gets the film online. And then once it's uploaded, I have the opportunity to, you know, just break it down.
I mean, you're going through.
I'm so used to it, I don't know how to.
But I mean, you're going through you're breaking on formation. I mean, yep. I see on huddle, you tell what the formation is, what the play is going to be, the yards that's gained on it, and then at the end of the night, you're telling what the tendencies are in first down, whether they run, they pass, whatever they're doing. I mean, you it's all kinds of detail in what you're doing. It's to you second nature. To me, it's incredible.
Yeah. It's second nature to me because I've been doing it for 7 years. I had the opportunity at Central College. That's what I did. I was a student coach under Jeff McMartin and another guy that was a part of Coach Staten's system way back in the day. And, you know, like you said, it's just second nature.
And then this time of year, not only that, your days get fuller because you also help keep the players bandaged up and going on the field. And, I mean, you're there before
he's
the game.
He's got triage going.
Oh, yeah. I don't know. He's got, you know, all this goop and things on his hands. And pre-game, during game, and post-game, you're taking care of these young men as well.
You know, I went to school to be an athletic trainer, and, you know, I have the opportunity. Coach Staten has kept me around a little bit to help these guys out, and whatever I can do to help the kids out, I'm going to try.
Well, Nick, I'm sure you've haven't been to bed yet, so you're going to get to sleep sometime after Christmas. What's the things that you've been looking at breaking down the tape? Have you got the tape broken down yet?
We do. We just got it to our library about 20 minutes ago. We had to wait on Mount Vernon a little bit. And I have Marty and Coach Huber working on down and distance and hash mark and all that stuff right now. And then here in about 5 minutes, I'm going to go work on formation. So,
well, here's a guy, Dan, that like many of the coaches here have bled blue. Nick, you bleed blue. That is a yes. That is a yes.
You can't hear the rattle on the radio, but his head was going up and down.
I think they could hear the rattle. Well, thank you, Nick, for all you do for the program. You said, Danny, we coached him at the Dodger Power. Nick's a guy that when you have him in your program, he can lighten up, loosen up the group because he is such a fun guy to be around. He's calm in demeanor, but he's got a great personality.
What makes him good is for me too, is because I can relate to it. You know, when he played football at Albion, he's a lineman. You know, in linemen, we don't get a lot of credit for things, and yet he just went out there and he did it for the passion and the love, and he still does that. Everything he does, he does for the love of the game.
And I remember, and Nick will this, he was a part of that first Coach Staten team, and we would come Nick would come on, in the mornings, and we would do some workouts. And you know, there was very few that showed up then. And now, man, it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know, kudos to Coach Mick is not here, and I just I can't say enough good things about Neil Mick and his dedication and Dave over the years, and the whole Mick family. But really, not enough great words can be said about their commitment to our program.
And it just goes to the depth of, we talk about the depth of this team, but the depth of this coaching staff. I mean, it's just, it reaches and reaches, and it really helps build the program where it is today.
Well, Dan, some things that the Carter Isley not being able to play, and then to hear him afterwards talk about his teammates,
and the pure excitement about it.
Absolutely.
You know, no bitterness, no resentment.
Bryce Leshen filling in at halfback.
Admirable.
Just unbelievable, his physicality. Blake Lawless, the way he attacked and tackled.
Yeah. And go to the other side, you talk about Carter being a Brett Freshwater stepping at the linebacker position, going both ways all game long, did a great job in that middle backer position, as well as when he got the chance to run the ball some.
Blake Bear and his tenacity and his will to win.
At every position, every play, he had an opportunity. He was making contributions to that team.
Brendan Bassett, that was a great psychological win right there on that longest 3 seconds in the broadcast history.
Yeah, and then also on the defensive end, you know, just that high motor, that high energy he brings for no bigger than he is, and just making plays, and he's got a great leg, and we had no worries about him making that field goal.
And the offensive and defensive lines, wow.
Special, and there's just no weaknesses there, and that's something that we've not ever seen yet. So it really makes us a great group here, undefeated so far in the season and looking to go to get that next game.
And how about the birthday present?
Yeah, you got to like that. You know, it's a great time to be born here in November, and you got your boys and coaches out there working hard for you, and Coach Staten celebrating his birthday today.
Well, birthday boy, Coach Staten. Got a little rhythm to it too, Coach.
Really appreciate the coaches singing that to him here today.
Yes.
That's a good voices out of the coaching staff.
It's that deep voice of Coach Farrington coming through.
He's high-pitched Peyton Manning over there.
What's in store for the birthday boy today, Coach?
Well, I think I'm going to have to go home and rest. All those birthday things, I think I'm 90 instead of 74. I will begin right away doing a film study for the offensive side of things, and our weekend will be getting ready for the next game, the most important game on our schedule, and there'll be time to in future years to do birthday things. But right now, I'm all about getting ready for Mount Vernon and the next challenge.
You got an extra day to prepare this week with the game not being until Saturday. So how does that change? We've been talking all playoff about how shrinking it down makes it a lot more compact. What does that do for you? What does Monday become? What is Monday in football terms?
Well, I haven't even thought about that yet.
It's a unique situation. It's the other way around.
I think we'll have two Fridays this week. So this is a chance for kids to heal up a little bit. We've gone through a meat grinder here in the last 9 days, and that extra day of rest and recovery will help a lot. And we'll use that extra day of preparation to get ready for the most important game on our schedule, and that's the next one, and that's the way we look at it. I know everybody's wanting to talk about a championship game, but really, this is the most important game on the schedule, and we have to give our focus on it. I want the players to enjoy for the rest of this day and tomorrow the victory they had, but when they come back on Monday, it's get geared up and start pointing our attention on the next one.
Well, the birthday boy, Coach Staten and Dan, one of the things I think is real big right now is that rest. This team needs some rest, and what a joy.
Yeah, it's a real treat for them. They got, again, until Saturday. A lot of some of the teams are playing Thursday, some Friday, so we got a nice little break there, which is huge.
Well, if I'm the birthday boy, I want to know how big are the men where you come from, because
look at Jason. Everybody's big to him.
Oh, great birthday present for the birthday boys. 17-60, final score last night, and what a great ride it is. And one thing you know for certain, and that Cedar Falls is going to turn into a caravan of blue. The old highway is going to be filled with fans going to Cedar Falls. We'll have a lot of special things for all of you as we, Dan and I and the Friday Night Lights crew, Scotty Fry running the board today. Great job out of him, but we're going to have a great pre-day show for him. A pre-day show. And so let's relive some of those moments as we leave the air on this special edition of the Coach's Corner, brought to you by Community First Credit Union. Birthday boy, Coach Staten, and those Albie Blue Demons victorious last night on their way to Cedar Falls, 17-6, the final score.
Center turnover, and you know turnovers and special. A 37-yard field goal by Bassett, 33 seconds to go in this first half. Here comes a snap, the hold is down, the kick is high enough, it's long enough, it is good.
Yes! Yes! Oh! Yes!
Folks, if you're just joining us, Albie had a 3-0 lead after a 37-yard field goal by Brendan Bassett with 27 seconds left in this first half. And then the opening kickoff goes the way of South Tampa, the only time this season Albie's trailed. Bear rolls back, has a streaker down the middle of the field. Tony Legend, fire! Oh, my gosh! Number 6, Tony Legend, in for the Blue Demon touchdown! Touchdown, Albie! And how about this, boys and girls? How about this little question, a little trivia brought to me every week?
Played for the whiskey, 'cause good whiskey never let him lose his place. He was always there, playing for the miners. Devil's Dream was a song they understood. Then he'd go back to Oklahoma. He'd wait till back.